This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In full form, this ball disgorged by Berkey downfield. Klaus gets to it as defender went down in the box. Choo-choo from the end. Rasmussen! City up 2-0, 54th minute in the Derby Q.
Listen to that play. City Park, Rasmus Alm with the goal, his second of the season. Sporting KC responded. Then Edward Leuven with a goal to secure a 3-1 victory for City against Sporting Kansas. Joining us is Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director for City. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Always fun after a win, and a good win. You get your rival again. You went unbeaten against Sporting KC. What does that mean to your organization to be able to do that against the team across the state?
Yeah, I think it was one of the highs this season, having two good results away in Kansas, and then yesterday I think we deserved that victory. We worked hard for it. It was an entertaining game, it wasn't all that easy because Sporting played some good football. There was some moments after they closed it to 2-1 that, we got a bit shaky at times. But, Edu's goal kind of sealed the deal. And it means that, people shouldn't really cut us out yet for 2025. I think we know what we are capable of. I think you saw the changes we made now in the last transfer window where, I would say, pretty magnificent when it comes to the change, the way we play football. And I think that's something we really can look forward to. On the other hand, Tom, it was a bit of a bittersweet victory yesterday because I was on the phone and watched at the same time Minnesota play against Colorado. And yeah, with that victory, that means we are also eliminated from the playoffs for this season, which is definitely disappointing.
Yeah, I understand that, and especially after everything that happened last year, the magical ride that I hope somebody someday makes a documentary about, this team that came to St. Louis and won the Western Conference the first year. But you knew that this was going to be a long-term play. You wanted this team to be great for many, many years, and unfortunately you dealt with some things this year. You dealt with a lot of injuries. You almost had it. Didn't Teuchert almost not play in that game last night? I mean, he played a phenomenal game, hurt, didn't he?
Yeah, he was man of the match. But he got a bad knock on the knee, so it was really a 50-50 if we can play him. And, we waited till the last moment to make that final decision. But, it was nothing dangerous. It was just something extremely painful. Very similar to what Chris Durkin has as well, where you just have to play him through that pain barrier. I think if Cedric can play with paints that well, then I'm really looking forward when he doesn't have any paints, because there was yesterday a man of the match performance. But as you said, you know, we're going back. The season, you know, it's. I looked at the stats during the week at some stats, and we played just as one thing to for everybody to think there as well. We actually played 10 center backs this season. And a normal team all over the world in the top five leagues plays 3.4 center backs a year. That's a position you don't change much. We had 10 different players actually playing in that position, and that shows that the injury just disrupted that. And having key positions like that where stability and consistency is the most important thing, yeah, made it just extremely difficult. But then again, you know, I think the hope and the way we played, you saw in recent weeks, the way we performed, the way we became a team again. And I think that's the most important part, the way we grew together again as a group. I think everybody in the stadium felt it yesterday. I have to say the supporters were absolutely world-class. You know, there was a few people here from Europe that were like, wow, that's unbelievable. So it was a special night. It was a great night. It proved to us that we still can win two in a row. It proved to us that we still can win games. The only thing which didn't prove to us was that we can't keep a clean sheet, so that's something to work on. And, you know, I always need to find the negative, of course. That's my job as well. But I'm pretty excited about that performance yesterday. We're getting ready to travel to LA. We have another home game next week. You know, three games more to play in total. And I think that's for us to literally show ourselves to the fans, but also make a statement that we know where we want to be next season.
Yeah, your LA game will be on Wednesday night. And I have to give this team credit. And maybe, you know, I should also give John Hackworth some credit here for keeping this team not only playing with a great attitude, knowing that they were just about eliminated, now officially eliminated, but playing technically some good soccer, it looks like. I mean, they it's a nice fluid type style of play, is it not? And how much credit should go to John Hackworth for that?
Yeah, definitely a lot. You know, I mean, it was never a question for me when we parted ways with Bradley Connell that John should take over for the time being. John should take over and get that team back on track and get them together again. And I think John did a fantastic job. He's a great man manager, but he's also a good coach on the field. He's a good tactician. And yeah, you know, that's I think John wants to show himself and wants to stay head coach. And I think yesterday what he did, or what the boys also did for him and did for all of us, I think gives them a good case.
How did Klaus play last night?
You know, this is the funny thing about professional soccer. You're looking at a center forward and you say, well, now Klaus didn't score again. But if you were in the stadium and you watched him yesterday, one of the best games he played, the way he holds up the play, the way he can shield the ball, also the way he muscles out defenders. And I think that second goal of Rasmus Alm, where Cedric Teuch had played the assist, the way Klaus got in there and actually won that battle, I thought it was a really good performance. He worked hard. He was involved in a lot. He's very difficult to really mark completely out of the game. He gives opposition defenders a lot to think of. So I think his presence can make a difference. So I think it was a really good performance by him yesterday.
You definitely, it's a lesson, isn't it, in watching this sport, that you do not have to take a shot on goal necessarily to have an impact in a game. I mean, you do. There's so much that happens over the course of 90-plus minutes.
100%. I mean, as I said, you know, in the end of the day, a center forward always gets measured on the goals he scores. And we know that Klaus can score and Klaus will score. But sometimes it's more than that. If you get these spaces and you help to open up gaps for your fellow players, like yesterday for Teuchert, for Hartl, for Alm, then, you know, you do a job. And we scored three goals. And I think Klaus was involved a lot in everything we did. And then it's not only about pure numbers, how much you score, it's how much you're involved and how much actually you create for your own players. So, I always believe that, and I like to repeat it every week to you, it's a team sport. It's not about one person get his name on the score sheet. There's so much more to it. It's always a group who really tries to make things better. And that's how we succeeded last year. That's how we're doing, I would say, pretty good in recent weeks, and that's how we're going to approach next year as well.
It will bear watching here how you finish, certainly to get ready for, as you said, 2025. Nobody should be discounting St. Louis City SC. It's a quick off season. We know that. So these seasons tend to blend into one another, and it won't be long before we're talking about 25, but there's still work to do. You play on Wednesday, as you said, against LAFC on the road, and we wish you the best on it. We'll have it on Y98, our station right here in the building. Lutz, thank you so much for the visit.
Thanks so much, and we talk next week.
Absolutely. There he is, Sporting Director of St. Louis City SC, Lutz Vandensteel, joining us on KMOX. We always appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. Now, the topic of the weekend really was the Cardinals, and specifically a story written by Katie Wu of The Athletic. None other than Katie Wu will be featured on this next segment of Sports on a Sunday Morning, coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.